This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report and how the minimum wage is only rising in small steps despite the $15 per hour demand. It seems we may be involved in a protracted bit of high-low bargaining over minimum wages in the political and policy areas. The President has pushed for an increase of the federal minimum from the current $7.25 per hour to $10.10 per hour. The minimum wage has been frozen since the last year of the Bush administration, raising fears that Obama could be the first Democratic president since the passage of the Fair Labor Standards Act to not see an increase in the federal minimum wage. On the other side, pulling the issue forward for more than a year, fast food and other workers have been calling for a wage more than double the minimum to $15 per hour. We're starting to get traction in some states and cities, but it's coming in small steps, not big strides, but at least it's moving in the right direction. Delaware has gone to $8.25 over the next year to 2015, or a solid dollar raise. West Virginia has moved to $8.75 over the next 3 years to 2016, which is 75 cents per year. Michigan just approved a bump to 9.25 by 2018 from $7.40 now, which is about 46 cents per year. So let's say around 50. Minnesota hiked the minimum there from $6.15 an hour to $9.50 an hour by 2018, a solid 84 cent raise annually. Maryland and Hawaii went from 7.25 to $10.10 by 2018, a 71 cent per hour increase each year. Connecticut also went to $10.10, but did so by 2017 and was already higher at $8.70, so their bump was 47 cents, or about 50, let's pretend, per hour. The District of Columbia, often leader in these matters, pushed up to $11.50 by 2016 from $8.25 now to lead the way with an increase of $1.12 per hour. Governors have vetoed increases in Maine, New Mexico, and New Jersey, but the trend line is clear and it's rising. The sweet spot for politicians to buckle under seems to be between 50 and 75 cents per hour, which for lower wage minimum wage workers is something they would absolutely notice in their paychecks, putting them ahead between 500 and 1,000 per year if they're fortunate enough to be working full time. I'm not saying it's what they need, and I'm certainly not what they deserve, but seeing an 8 to 10% per hour increase is something no one would hand back. There's nothing new about minimum wage increases being incremental or in these ranges. The Clinton increases were 50 cents in 1996, then 40 cents in 1997. The George W. Bush increases were all 70 cents in 2007, 2008, and then 2009. The last year there was an increase at all, 5 years ago. So the state seems to be bunching up around the same levels, with some smaller jurisdictions like Delaware and D.C. going big and breaking the buck. At the state level, the campaign for a high side increase to $15 per hour seems to be getting the conversation going, but politicians seem to only be moving along the same gradual levels we've seen in the past without any great leaps forward. We're raising the noise level, but they're not moving much farther than they've been before. Furthermore, we're not seeing much progress on indexing to inflation, creating an escalator for the minimums rather than a constant campaign, nor are we seeing much movement on the tip wage, which is still largely frozen at levels approaching 20 years ago. We're going the right direction, but we could be lucky at this rate to see $15 per hour in 10 years if the trend stays at 70 cents per hour. And at the political level, that's still good if we can get it, but in many places, that's still a bridge much too far for many of us to reach anytime soon. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.